Ladies and gents, it's James from We Do Tech. I'm currently standing outside the park here in the middle of Portsmouth. Now, a couple of you guys actually sent me an email, sent me messages, and wondering what my thoughts were about Pro Evolution Soccer 2010. And I only got it yesterday. So, in terms of a full review, please be patient with that. But I thought I'd do the honourable thing and tell you guys what I think of the game. It's very, very strong. It plays an absolute fluid game of football. There's no two words about it. You've got more pitch to play with, like you always have on PES. And that, for me, is the defining factor when it comes to playing a football simulation. You have more ground to pass it around, and you just don't get that in FIFA. Yes, the player animations are not as good as FIFA this year. That has to be said. But at the end of the day, for me, in 90 minutes of football, PES wins it this year. There are a couple of annoying things with the game. I think the penalties are a little bit crap. They're very, very ultra sensitive, which is a shame, really, because, well, it's not as bad as the demo, which gave you the side-on view. You've got the normal penalty view, but even the slightest touch to the left or right will have your kick just go massively into the crowds and stuff like that. So maybe it takes a little bit of getting used to. But the Champions League mode on the game has been nicely done. It's got a real nice graphical edge to it, and it's represented the same way as it would on the TV. And I think that's really nice. They've not gone to town with... All they've done is really reskin the menus. They've not really gone to town with, in terms of the competition, and maybe having some interactive draws, some commentary for the matches, just like the build-up that would really put the finite edge onto it. But in terms of capturing the night of a Champions League match, it does it extremely well. Now, what I also want to talk about is how good the music is on this game. It's better than FIFA 10's music playlist. It really is. It's got, although the songs are not all brand new, they're likeable songs, unlike FIFA's very European soundtrack, where there are a lot of songs on that disc that you don't even know. But that is important because PES has not been on the ball for a number of years. Well, they've never been on the ball with a soccer game when it comes to a playlist. And finally, they've cracked it, and with a nice little set list there. So you may be wondering about online and how good online is. That is the most important thing with this game. And they, from what I've played, and I've only played a limited number of games, they've cracked it. They really have. It was smooth. It was even smoother than PES 6, which I thought the servers were perfect. They've done an exceptionally good job. And not only can you play 1 versus 1, you can also play 2 versus 2. No, it's not 11 versus 11, but I don't think that Konami want to go down that route, if I'm perfectly honest. But everything I've played so far has been smooth. The servers have been extremely well executed. And they're even giving us free DLC. You know, FIFA went down the route of charging us, whereas Konami are going to be giving us free DLC this year. Even tells you what patch version you're on. So if you are having problems with the games, and there are patches that are coming out, I don't know whether there needs to be or not, but it will tell you even your patch version in the online lobbies. Still, there is the annoying Konami sign-up registration screen, which really gets on my nerves, where you have to go through around about 8-9 screens to get into the player lobby. Thank goodness I've not got the PS3 version, because you have to sign in with your Konami ID. So that is the upside of having the 360 version. The upside of the PS3 version is the fact that you can import direct images, you can save option files, and all of that. So that's why PES is more popular on the PS3 this year. But just a quick note on the player creation, had an absolute whale of a time face scanning myself, my dad, and my nephew in the game. We stuck them all in one team. The face scanning is even better this year. I don't know why they've refined it. It just seems a lot bang on. They've not made any real differences, but maybe they've polished the technique of the face mapping. I don't know. And in terms of Master League and kit creation, it's exactly the same. There's nothing new this year, unfortunately. So it's a bit of a shame, because I was hoping that they'd open more shapes and vectors for you to play around with. Maybe be a little bit more Forza with the decaling, but they haven't done that. But overall, it's a fantastic game from what I've played. Finding it a lot more addictive and a lot more rewarding when it comes to winning matches than I do on FIFA. You know, call me a PES fanboy, but, you know, I've bought every game for the system for the last 9-10 years for both formats. So, you know, this is PES back on form. It really is them back on form. It's the best PES to date, in my opinion. Watch out for a full exclusive review. See you later.